be with you on this Labor Day 2020 from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Rocket, Ken, Jim Rome will be back tomorrow. The XR4 Ti will be back tomorrow. We're producing today's show out of New York. That means the number to call is 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It also means it is a radio-only show. Be back on CBS Sports Network television tomorrow with Jim. They did not want to fly me to Los Angeles to host the show today. Can't blame them. So I am coming to you from our palatial studio in Pittsburgh. And maybe by the end of this conversation, you'll think that it's Steelers bias coming out in me. But I think by January of 2021, we'll be wondering, NFL fans will be questioning Lamar Jackson's career arc and future in Baltimore. I'm not convinced this is the year Lamar Jackson and his regular season dominance, I don't think it translates into playoff dominance in 2020. In fact, I think the Ravens are going to take a massive step backwards this year. And if you haven't drafted your fantasy football team yet, here's a recommendation. Don't take Lamar Jackson. We have never seen a quarterback who runs the ball as much as Lamar Jackson put two all-pro MVP-like seasons in consecutive years together. We've never seen it. And I think there are a lot of clues and reasons to think that last year's MVP is ready to fall off a cliff this year. In fact, I think we're going to get to a point. This is how kind of dour and down I am on the Ravens and Lamar Jackson this year. And this isn't just kind of empty throwing it out there opinion. I'll back it up throughout this conversation. I think we will get to a point where the Ravens believe, in order to salvage this or turn it around, that they need to make a deal with the devil and sign Antonio Brown. And the Ravens are going to have some games where Lamar Jackson puts up so-so numbers, doesn't look like 2019 Lamar Jackson, and the Monday morning talk shows, the Jim Rome shows, they're going to be asking if Antonio Brown is the antidote, if he is the potion and the solution to what ails the Ravens offense. I don't see Lamar Jackson following up 2019 with a better 2020. They got extremely lucky in 2020. Did you know the Ravens suffered the fewest injuries in the entire NFL last year? Now, does that mean they've got better doctors? Does that mean they've got better equipment? Does that mean they're wearing more pads and knee braces and they're making sure that they're somehow in a very physical, violent game, the Ravens are just protecting their players better? No. They're not a finesse team. They play a violent physical game of football because they literally, correct use of the word literally, they literally run the ball more than any team in NFL history. We've been at this thing for 101 years. Teams that had leather helmets and Red Grange and Crazy Legs Hirsch were running the ball less than the Baltimore Ravens of 2019. There is no way that happens again. We saw in the Titans playoff game, when the Ravens aren't able to get out to a big lead and coast, their quarterback plays differently. Their offense has to adapt. Lamar Jackson proved it last year that he is an NFL quarterback, that he can complete throws at a very high percentage, that he is accurate, that he can make plays from the pocket. But just being able to make plays and then playing at a generational level where everybody around you is better because of your performance, those are two vastly different things. And I anticipate we're going to see in Baltimore this year some of the mistakes of this offseason. Now, they got huge plaudits and they got all kinds of pats on the back for what they did in the draft. But how about what they failed to do in free agency? Okay, they bring in Calais Campbell in a trade. They fleece Jacksonville. They were the first one to figure out that Jacksonville was having a liquidation sale, and they went and plucked one of their best defensive players for nothing. That was a shrewd move by Baltimore. As an organization, they deserve credit for that. But look at some of the holes offensively that Lamar Jackson is going to have to overcome this year. And if you believe in Lamar Jackson, if you think I'm out of my mind, if you think it's a Steelers bias coming out, I'll give you the number again to call into the Jim Rome Show, hosted by Andrew Filippone. It's 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Do you think Lamar Jackson will take a step back in 2020? Are you buying into him? Do you think last year was a fluke? Do you think it's a sign of things to come? Do you think he is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL? Do you think he's going to be able to keep it up this year? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. The Ravens lost one of the best interior offensive linemen of all time this offseason, Marshall Yanda. Sometimes the things that undo a team, like the move that causes the entire Jenga built block, brick, formational, whatever you want to call it, you never know what it's going to take for the whole entire house of cards to collapse and fall. You go from having an offense that can run the ball at will, and suddenly you're not as good at it. And people who don't know the team, aren't familiar with the Ravens, and don't study football nonstop, say, well, what the hell happened? They couldn't be stopped last year. Well, you lose an interior offensive lineman who is going to go into the Hall of Fame 5 years from now, and you replace him with journeymen and mid to late round draft picks, and that's a surefire way to watch your offense that was humming along and looked like there was no answer for it in a league where defenses are built on speed and are built to stop the pass. Now you're running the ball down everybody's throat. It's a total mismatch. Well, now you've missed one of your road graders up front that gives you that edge. He's gone with no replacement. They didn't use a first-round pick on an offensive lineman in the inside to take his spot. So that's number one. They're wide receivers, and that's why I brought up Antonio Brown, who was cut by the Raiders. Happy anniversary, Raiders fans, was cut a year ago today. Ended that memorable career. I don't think that jersey is going to go up in the rafters in Vegas anytime soon. From the frozen feet to the helmet situation to getting into a fight with Mike Mayock, that I want to watch a 30 for 30 on that someday. But these wide receivers, you've got Antonio Brown's little cousin, and that's it. I mean, unless you're a fantasy football junkie, you can't name or a Ravens fan, you can't name their wide receivers. They don't have one guy that scares you. Mark Ingram had a calf injury. He broke down at the end of last year. He's in his 30s now. They've got a bevy of running backs, but he's their best one, and I don't think you can fully count on him. They traded Hayden Hurst to Atlanta, so they're down one of their star tight ends. I mean, their offense got worse, not better. So you're going to be inherently asking Lamar Jackson to do more. I don't think that's fair. He rushed. It still defies logic to actually stare at the number and see what he did as a runner last year. When you see 1,200 rushing yards for a quarterback, it is shocking. I mean, it seems like it's made up. I don't see how, if you are looking at this big picture, if you want Lamar Jackson to be your quarterback 10 years from now, I don't see how they could ask him to run the ball that much. And if you do, and you confine him to the pocket more, you take away his greatest strength, and that is his dual threat ability. So I think the Ravens are one of these teams that when you dive deeper, when you get out of the shallow end and you take the floaties off and you actually get into the deeper end of the pool and you look at them from top to bottom, they are going to be so hard-pressed to go 14-2 again, and I don't see any way that Lamar Jackson is able to give us some facsimile of what he did last year. The teams around him are better. The Steelers get Roethlisberger back. The Steelers just signed their defensive captain, Cam Hayward, a defensive lineman who's a poor man's Aaron Donald, to a contract extension. They've got 8 first-round picks that are going to suit up for Week 1 who start for them. They played Lamar Jackson one time last year. The game went to overtime. They had Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges in at quarterback in that game, and they almost beat the Ravens. So I think that division is not the slam dunk for Baltimore that everybody thinks it is. I've been talking about Lamar Jackson regressing and the Ravens no longer looking like a team that's fit to challenge Kansas City in the AFC. I've been at this now for almost 10 minutes. I haven't even gotten to Earl Thomas, who was there, was the answer to their Ed Reed prayers, was a deep safety for Baltimore last year. And because he, I guess, had car washes that were more important than practices, called out guys. Of course, he had that incident where his wife pulled a gun on him and he was in bed and he didn't have clothes on, and his brother was in the same bed and he didn't have clothes on either. They just, that bizarre story. They decided to cut ties with him. Well, where's it? Where's the replacement there? I don't, it seems to me like a lot of national football media types want to gloss over some of the holes that are very evident with the Ravens. There was a discussion about Earl Thomas and just the kind of incredulous nature of how that old thing unfolded and how gobsmacked everybody was by his release. Unless you were close to the Ravens, you couldn't believe that they just didn't even try to trade him. They just cut him. But there wasn't really much discussion about how that left the Ravens vulnerable defensively. They don't have a deep safety now. They're also going to start 2 rookies at inside linebacker. Good luck with that. In a year where rookies can't get prepared or set to play as much because of the pandemic, you're going to trust the middle of the field. These are the guys that usually are an extension of the coaching staff, inside linebackers, who are making sure everybody's in the right spot. De facto coach on the field, de facto leadership position, and you've got complete neophytes, rookies, greenhorns at the position. Good luck with that. And I think the defense was made better in Baltimore last year because they could play ground and pound. They could milk the clock. The defense was always fresh. They played ahead. That allowed for guys to have career years as pass rushers. If you just alter that slightly, I think everything collapses. Everything falls apart. And so if you don't have a great defense to help your offense, if the Baltimore defense is just mediocre, and now Lamar Jackson is trailing in games. They're down 10 in the fourth quarter. They've got to alter their offense. Now they've got to throw it 3 out of every 4 plays. Now Jackson wants to beat you down the field. I'm sorry. I don't look at Lamar Jackson yet. And I don't put him in the same category as Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson. I've got to see him do it again. Because it's not traditional. It's not conventional. And I get it. Some guys reinvent the game and are evolutionary type players, guys who don't fit in the box, who are totally different. They're cut from a different cloth. They're total freaks of nature. There's nobody like them before them. There's nobody like those guys after them. And maybe Lamar Jackson will end up being one of those types of players, but I think there's way more evidence to point out that Jackson, let me put it this way, I would not at all be surprised if he, just like Baker Mayfield, interceptions went way up. Everybody last year at the end of the season was like, what do the Browns have? I think there's a good chance that happens with Lamar Jackson this year. If he even has one lower body injury and is playing at 75% and can't run the ball as much, what are you left with? I think you're left with a decent quarterback, but not a great one. So I want to know right now, and this is an open phone line hour here on the Jim Rome Show. I want to know if you agree with me on Lamar Jackson. Do you think he's poised for an encore, or do you think he'll take a big step back this year? How good is Lamar Jackson. Was last season just the tip of the iceberg, or do you think it'll be a fluke and we'll never see him produce a season like that again? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You can tweet me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, Express spelled like it is in the dictionary. You can tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. This is an open form hour. This is an opportunity for the two of us to talk together. I want to know if you think the Ravens can knock off Kansas City. I want to know if you think Lamar Jackson can play like an MVP again. I think he's going to fall way short of that and just be kind of an average quarterback this season. Are you buying Lamar Jackson, or do you think last year was a once-in-a-lifetime season? 855-212-4227 is the number to call. Here until 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific, it is so cool to be filling in for Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio. In for Jim Rome, radio only, and he'll be back tomorrow. It's Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio, brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges and helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. You hate to break it to Ravens fans, but Lamar Jackson is, I think, a lock to falter in 2020. I think his numbers at the end of the year, we'll revisit this, I think his numbers are going to startle you how average they are. The Ravens are asking him to do something that's never been done before, and that is lean on a quarterback who runs it as many times as a running back and ask that player to do it successfully in back-to-back seasons. Go look up some of the great running quarterbacks of this era. Not guys who just scramble, who make plays with their legs outside the pocket to throw the ball. I'm talking about guys who run it forward, who are trying to, maybe not always design runs, but yeah, a lot of them are design runs. Cam Newton, for example, never put up, believe it or not, never produced back-to-back winning seasons in Carolina. Never did it. Go look up Michael Vick in his NFL career. Never went to the playoffs. Never went to the playoffs in back-to-back seasons as a starter. Never. And you want to tell me Lamar Jackson is better than both of those guys? All right, if you believe that, tell me why. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Now, full disclosure, I am coming to you from Pittsburgh today. And before people rush and say, well, it's your Steelers bias coming out. Well, I guess you can say that if you want. But I'm saying independent of what the Browns are or what the Steelers are, I see a quarterback that is ready to take a massive step backwards this year. Because I don't think the Ravens did enough to make his life any easier. The same onus, if not more pressure, is going to be on him to make plays this year. 855-212-4227. Andrew Filippone in for Jim Rome. Here is Kevin in Maryland on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey.
I understand where you're coming from. I'm a Ravens fan, and I do see your Steelers bias coming out here a little bit. But if you want to say he needs to prove some things, like throwing outside the numbers, that kind of stuff, I'm on board. I can see that. But to say he's just going to take a step back, I really don't see that. I mean, you're talking about, you got J.K. Dobbins in the second round. I mean, easily, a lot of people had him ranked the best running back coming out. Looking like a Ray Rice 2.0 with a better stiff arm, probably a little shiftier as well. You got Duvernay third round, caught over 100 balls last year.
So you think rookie offensive players are going to make them better? Guys that didn't have a mini camp or a rookie camp and are just going to get thrown in there. You think that's the key to their success? Guys who have never played pro football before.
Well, I mean, Duvernay is going to be a slot. I mean, slot translates. That translates better out of receiver position. And running back, I mean, unless you're talking about protections and all that kind of stuff, I mean, it, I don't think he's in line for a massive setback. And as far as the defense is concerned,
so you think that the Ravens have, if we're looking at their wide receivers now, keep in mind statistically they were the worst wide receivers in the NFL last year. You think they have wide receivers that actually intimidate defenses?
Well, I mean, statistically, they're clearly going to say that when you look at the way our offense is. I mean, our offense is, clearly starts at the running game, and it goes through tight end and a red zone. You can kind of throw them numbers out the window. I don't really think they have wide
receivers that a quarterback should want to throw the ball to?
Yeah, I do. I mean, we got.
They do.
You're talking about, okay, you're going to have.
So if Hollywood Brown is matched up against the number one corner, a franchise corner, that's a good matchup for the Ravens?
Have you seen a healthy Hollywood Brown yet?
I don't know. So we just assume that he's going to be healthy?
He played all last year with a screw in his foot. So, I mean, I think that lends a little bit there. But
so you think he's a number one wide receiver then?
Yeah,
without him ever, outside of destroying a tanking Dolphins team in week one, you have evidence that suggests he's a legitimate number one wide receiver.
I think the potential's there. I do.
Okay, potential and actually doing it or having seen it are two totally different things. Your next wide receiver is Willie Snead.
No, he's not going to be our next wide receiver.
Then who is?
Miles Boykin. Miles Boykin's our number two.
What did he do last year?
Not too much.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Here's Brandon in Houston on Lamar Jackson on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I disagree with you. I don't think he's going to be able to duplicate what he did last year as far as from his preference. I mean, that's probably never going to happen again. You're talking about 1,200 rushing, leading the league in touchdown passes. That's not going to happen. But we've seen his progression as a passer go from year one to year two. I do expect him to continue to progress as a passer. As far as you comparing it to Cam Newton and Michael Vick, the man's already won back-to-back division titles. He came in, took over the reins for Joe Flacco when he was playing horribly. They changed the offense. He won.
So you think he's better than both of those guys? You feel comfortable in saying that his career will be remembered much better than Vick and Newton?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. One, because he has an offensive coordinator who is going all in on him. We forget that Greg Roman also was with Colin Kaepernick in his best years when he went to back NFC Championship. Unlike Cam Newton and unlike Michael Vick, they were forced to have to run North Turner system. Michael Vick was in the West Coast offense. So really he was just utilizing his athleticism and an ability to try to work within the offense.
So you have seen enough from Jackson that if they're in games like the Tennessee game where they get behind, say, 13-3 after one quarter or at halftime, they're down 10 points and they have to throw the ball more than run it. You're convinced that they can win that way with him at quarterback?
I'm convinced that they can. Because one, if you look back to that game, in the regular season, we were 8-for-8 on fourth down.
Who's we?
As I'm talking about the Ravens.
Are you a Ravens fan?
I am a big Ravens fan. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon. Here is Desmond in South Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Desmond.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can.
All right, thanks for having me, man.
Sure.
All right, I'm a Clemson fan. So I've seen Lamar Jackson before he even came to, you know, the NFL.
Right.
And
he won a Heisman.
Outstanding. Yeah, he almost beat Clemson by himself. He had nobody on that Louisville team. And his college career, he threw for over 4,000 yards.
But does that matter? Why does that matter? Why do the college numbers, how are they relevant to this conversation? Tim Tebow was a great college quarterback.
I'm getting to it. His coach, Petrino, he coaches a very advanced style of offense. And nobody looks at that. Lamar Jackson is more than just a runner. If you actually watch his tape, he sits back there and as he looks, all his progressions before he take off and run. But you have to actually watch the game to see him do this. Lamar Jackson.
Hold on a second. Who's doubting or who's questioning or second guessing the fact that he can throw the ball and hit the open guy? Like what part of this conversation has left that out? He from a percentage standpoint, he was one of the NFL's most accurate passers. He completed 66% of his passes last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He threw more balls than Drew Brees did. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody's doubting him as a passer, thinking he can't get it done
doubting him as a passer because I don't think he has weapons in the passing game around him. Tom Brady was average in New England last year because he didn't have anybody that could make plays for him in the passing game. And I see the same problem with the Ravens. They don't have one guy. If I'm a defensive coordinator, if you're telling me on a given play they're going to pass the ball, they don't have one guy that scares me. Mark Andrews puts up great numbers, fine. But he's not cut from the Kelce or Kittle cloth. He's not that kind of tight end. He was a compiler last year. They don't have one difference-making guy who catches the ball from Jackson, period. Speechless. Thank you. Full disclosure, I am in Pittsburgh, and that's going to keep up, and that's going to be brought up. That's going to get brought up as long as we have this conversation. I don't know how anybody could look at Lamar Jackson and how the Ravens season went last year and say it will get better. They won more games than anybody in the NFL. They were the healthiest team in the NFL. They lost guys to either retirement or they cut Earl Thomas. And the only way they replaced people were in the draft. And it's going to be a huge mountain to climb to ask this rookie class of players to be instant impact guys because of the pandemic offseason, because of how much the way NFL teams prepare their first-year players changed. And I think it'll be too burdensome. I think it'll be too much pressure on Lamar Jackson. He'll regress. I don't know how that's like a it sounds like a hot take because I haven't heard a lot of people apply this logic to the Ravens this year. All I've heard is, wow, Lamar Jackson is such a special playmaker. Baltimore's definitely going to win the division. Woo! Like, that's been the extent, even in a lot of smart circles, that has been the extent of the Ravens analysis and the Lamar Jackson analysis. Deshaun Watson will put up better numbers than Lamar Jackson this year. Russell Wilson will. Tom Brady will. Breeze will. There will be 10 or more quarterbacks that will. Matt Stafford will. He's coming way down off of that year. Mark my words. I don't think we'll ever see a season like Lamar Jackson's 2019 season from him ever again. So I'm selling his stock, and I want to know if you agree with me or disagree with me on that. Do you think Lamar Jackson will author an encore? Are you convinced that he's a great quarterback like a Patrick Mahomes, like a Russell Wilson, like a Deshaun Watson? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 is the number to get you involved. You can tweet me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. On this Labor Day, Andrew Filippone in for Jim Rome. It's an absolute treat to be here with you. And right now, it's time for the latest sports update with Erica Herskowitz. Andrew Filippone in for Jim Rome. I'm just getting absolutely buried by Ravens fans for my Lamar Jackson, for having the audacity to say that Lamar Jackson will come back down to earth in 2020. Can we get some non-Ravens fans to weigh in on this? Can I have people outside of places like Annapolis and Baltimore and Fredericksburg call me and give me some objective takes on Lamar Jackson, who won't criticize my gall to say that a quarterback that ran it 150 times last year probably won't be able to find the same success doing it again? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question comes from Jake in Philly, who asks, Andrew, you say Lamar will take a step back. Which young QB do you think takes the biggest step forward? That's an easy one. Kyler Murray. Because the biggest jump, and this has been measured and quantified, quarterbacks make their biggest jump year one to year two. and he is getting a top three wide receiver integrated into his offense in DeAndre Hopkins. It is naturally when quarterbacks get better, and he has somebody who is a monster at the position to help accelerate that process. Yeah, I think Kyler Murray is going to be a rock star in Arizona this year. And Cliff Kingsbury, I guess I shouldn't discount his ability to screw it up. A guy that was under 500 at Texas Tech in Big 12 play. You've got one of the best defensive players in all of the NFL, Chandler Jones, anchoring your defense. And you've got a quarterback who I think doesn't have to run it 150 times like Lamar Jackson to lift his team to victory. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Here is Sam in California on the Jim Rome Show. Hi, Sam.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, Lamar Jackson does not have to be as good as he was last year.
Yes, he does.
For the Ravens to be successful. And I'm not a Ravens fan by any means. But he does not have to be as good as he was last year for them.
But everything got worse. Their defense got worse. Their offensive line got worse. The teams around them got better.
How did Pittsburgh get better?
You don't think replacing Mason Rudolph with Ben Roethlisberger makes them better?
Well, Ben Roethlisberger is on the downswing of his career. Come on now, Ben Roethlisberger is—he was contemplating.
You didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question. You don't think going from Duck Hodges to Ben Roethlisberger makes the Steelers better?
Yes, that does make them better.
He can be on the downside of his career. He's still better than a guy that was an undrafted rookie quarterback who duck calls for a living, Sam.
Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll say it again. How do the Ravens are going to ask Lamar Jackson to do less this year and lean on who? Who? 31-year-old Mark Ingram? To come back from a calf injury and be one of the best running backs in the NFL? What is he, Frank Gore reincarnate? Man, Ravens fans are hating this opinion, but tell me where I'm wrong about Earl Thomas' subtraction, Marshall Yanda's retirement, and their lack of explosive playmakers on offense. I'll hang up and listen. Here's Nathan in Maryland on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Nathan. Nathan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Now you're gone. Brandon in Baltimore's on the Jim Rome Show. Hi, Brandon.
What's up, man? Hey, look. Hey. If you don't like the Ravens and you don't like my quarterback, just say that. It's like you're trying to just pull stuff out of the air to just.
Well, let's go over things that I've made up. Did I make up the Yanda retirement?
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Okay, who's replacing him?
Hey, listen. Our team.
Well, hold on. Let's get to your other stuff in a second. But I'm asking you, who is going to be their starting guard?
Got DJ Fluka.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
He's good. He's good.
So why is he on his third team already if he's so good?
I mean, that's personal stuff. I'm talking about his play on the field is good. And right now, Marshall.
So you think that Yanda to Fluka is really no big drop off whatsoever?
Not right now. No, not with our offense. No, and Yanda, his play actually was on the downslide. Now, he still had it mentally, but his play was on the downslide.
Well, then why was he an All-Pro last year? Did they just not pay attention to how good he was, the people that vote on awards like that?
He was still good. I'm not saying he wasn't. Okay. He was still good, and it's also name recognition, as we know. You know what I mean? But Yanda's my guy. I love Yanda. He was on the downside, and we replaced him with DJ Fluka. Let's go to Earl Thomas. Earl Thomas was not the Earl Thomas of Seattle. I was a little skeptical about him, but he played solid. The only reason we even bought him in, and if you remember, we brought
him. So who's replacing him? Who's replacing him now?
He replaced Deshaun Elliott. Sean Elliott is back in the starting rotation, bro. And Chuck Clark is the quarterback of our offense, not our linebackers. And we're only starting one rookie linebacker.
Okay.
We're only starting one rookie linebacker.
Okay, so who's the guy that's playing next to Queen? LJ Fort?
Yeah. Probably.
Some journeyman that's, again, on his third team in 2 years?
Did he play solid last year?
Was he on the street until Halloween?
We have Wink. We have Wink and we have Greg Roman. They structure our offense and defense around our players. They don't try to put the players into our into their system. They structure the system around our players. That's why we're so good. That's why we're
so good. Yeah, until you get down more than a touchdown in a game.
Hey, listen, we've been down a touchdown and we've come back. Now, if you're talking about the Titans, our whole team overlooked the Titans. You know what I mean? Our whole city, the whole world overlooked the Titans. So that was our fault. And on
so let me get this straight. The reason why they got blown out and embarrassed in a playoff game is because they didn't take seriously a team that had gone to New England and ended the Belichick-Brady regime. They totally bypassed and overlooked a team that had a running back that could run you over and had knocked off New England, and it still didn't get their attention, huh?
Can I tell you why? We got away from our game plan way too early.
But you just said they got Greg Roman, so they always have a great game plan. What are you talking about?
Away from our game plan. We didn't run. We didn't play our game.
How? I thought you just said they've got a great offensive coordinator. What am I missing? How did that happen?
We got away from our game plan.
Who's we?
Greg Roman. Greg Roman got away.
So Greg Roman had a crap playoff game. That's what you're telling me?
You said what now?
I said, so Greg Roman had a terrible playoff game, right?
Absolutely.
How was he the playoff game the year before against the Chargers?
As well as the rest of our team. We had a crap playoff game.
How was the coaching in the playoff game the year before against the Chargers?
Why are we talking about the year before? Let's talk about
what. Well, I'm just saying, it sounds like they've had a crisis of coaching in back-to-back playoff games, doesn't it?
And we have. So what is the point that you're trying to prove?
My point is, when you raise the stakes and the pressure's on the Ravens, they have collapsed. They have fallen apart. They haven't won a playoff game since 2014. That's what I'm saying. I just don't believe in teams that completely avoid the injury bug. No really meaningful, impactful player gets injured. They just hop, skip, and jump their way to 14-2. And a lot of people, and obviously Baltimore, because I'm getting killed there, and the national football media say, oh, they'll pick up right where they left off last year. Lamar Jackson is motivated to have a big playoff game. Like, it's that easy. Like, all you have to do is want it to happen. Andrew Filippone, in for Jim Rome, 855-212-4CBS is the number, 855-212-4227. I am fighting an uphill battle against Ravens fans. Maybe you want to help me, or maybe you want to pile on and make me feel even worse about it. That's your call. I see this hour, this is breaking news, Penny Sewell, the Oregon offensive lineman, has opted out of a season that might not happen. There is no Pac-12 season to opt out of, but he is letting everybody know that if there is a season, he will not be playing in it. The best offensive lineman in the 2021 NFL draft. I now am waiting with bated breath for every Pac-12 and Big Ten draft-eligible player in the next couple of weeks to now follow in line, that this will create a domino effect where before you know it, Pac-12 player, not that there are many, you know, good Pac-12 players, but Big Ten star after Big Ten star now will in the next few weeks probably do the same. Announce that they are not playing in a season that we don't know when, we don't know how many games, we don't know where. It is completely mystical right now. It is just kind of a figment hanging there. How do you opt out of a season that doesn't exist? That is 2020 in a nutshell. We don't have a season, but I just want to let everybody know that if there is one, I ain't playing. Which honestly, I mean, it's a no-brainer. If you're, and Sewell is going to be a top 10 pick, if you're somebody that has any kind of draft stock, why in the world would you play in a late starting Pac-12 or Big Ten season where your draft stock can't really go up that much, if at all? And you don't even, like, there's no vying for a college football playoff? That's out of the question? All of the college football awards are going to already be handed out. There's no Heisman Trophy to compete for. All right. Well, this has been a blast. Jim will be back tomorrow. The XR4TI will be back tomorrow. We'll be a day closer to Chiefs and Texans. I want to thank everybody who listened in today and meant the world to me to fill in for one of the icons, a true Hall of Famer, Jim Rome. My name is Andrew Filippone. You go ahead and have yourself a great Labor Day. Thanks for listening to CBS Sports Radio.